JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we highlight this year's Miss Jamaica Festival Queen competition, and later our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. These and more coming up in our program. You're tuned to Roundabout JA. Welcome, and thanks for your company. The annual Miss Jamaica Festival Queen Competition is a premier forum for intelligent, culturally aware, and poised young ladies seeking a platform to contribute to nation building and to be selected as cultural ambassadors for Jamaica. The competition is being staged this year under the theme Jamaican Women, Shaping Our Culture and Our Nation. With the final 5 parish queens selected over the weekend, all the winners at the parish level will compete at the national show on Saturday, August 1 at the Rani Williams Entertainment Center. Events coordinator at the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, Michael Nicholson, says the parish queens will participate in 2 regional development workshops in Montego Bay and Kingston and St. Andrew.
The purpose of this exercise is for them to go to their talent pieces, to do walk and poise, and to make sure that based on the piece that they have that they're going to be presenting for the talent will be in order and will be okay for their presentation.
The 2015 Miss Jamaica Festival Queen will receive trophies from numerous sponsors in addition to a number of cash prizes.
More than 400 Jamaicans in the diaspora, including 100 investors, will converge on the Montego Bay Convention Center from June 13 to 18 for the 6th Biennial Diaspora Conference, Jamaica and the Diaspora, linking for growth and prosperity.
Governor General Sir Patrick Allen will on Thursday, June 11, formally install Reverend Jeffrey McKenzie, pastor of the Spanish Town-based Filippo Baptist Church, as Custos Rotulorum for the parish of St. Catherine. The installation ceremony will take place at the National Police College, Twickenham Park, Spanish Town, at 2 p.m. As a prelude to the event, all justices of the peace for the parish of St. Catherine are required to sign the new magistrate role by Monday, June 8. The magistrate role is available for signing at the Filippo Baptist Church, located at 9 William Street, Spanish Town, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Vision 2030 seeks to ensure that our children's children can continue to enjoy the unique environment and cultural treasures of our island home. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for more information. And now, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
My name is Oliver. When I was a young boy, I remember I used to have a lot of enjoyment and a lot of time with the bamboo. We used to cut 2 joints of bamboo and use it to make a banjo. But we used to cut out the bamboo strings, cut out little strings in the bamboo, not cutting them off, you know. Cut out little strings in the bamboo. Sometimes we use a nail. We beat out the nail on the stone and make a little knife and cut out the strings in the bamboo. Then we have the bamboo to play up. That time I was very young, you know, to play our own banjo. Pring a 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 pring in. And we all used to dance forever with our bamboo.
And here's another child safety tip.
I believe the children are future.
Tell your child it's okay to trust their instincts.
If they have a gut feeling or a bad feeling about someone or something, tell them to move away quickly from that person or situation and get help. That tip was brought to you by the National Child Month Committee with sponsor Grace Kennedy. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks so very much for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers and for producer Nicole Plummer, I'm Casita Irving.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.